Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Australia's financial headlines have been dominated over the last week or so by two main stories. One being James Packer's investment in Channel 10, whilst the other being the proposed merger between the ASX and the Singapore Stock Exchange. Today I wanted to chat to you about the latter and provide some insight into why this merger has been proposed and what it is trying to sell. Let's start with some facts surrounding the merger. To begin, the past year or so has not been a pleasant one for the ASX. Its regulatory role as market supervisor was stripped and handed over to ASIC, and a license has been granted to Japanese-backed CHIEX to open an exchange in Australia in direct competition with the ASX. It appears this threat of competition was the linchpin in confirming a proposed merger. You see, CHIEX's main assault will be on cost-cutting for retail and institutional investors, as this will be the fastest way for them to grab market share. As I'm sure you'll agree, most traders and investors will be pleased to pay less for a similar service. By merging, ASX is likely to ship most of its costly back-end operations to tax and labour cost-friendly Singapore, thereby saving it a lot of cash. The biggest perceived benefit of a merger comes down simply to money. Both companies, ASX and SGX, require much more revenue to remain competitive in respective markets. And with opportunities for growth on home soil limited, the only major way additional value can be extracted is by looking at opportunities overseas. ASX will apparently have more access to the vast funds held in Asia, while SGX would have easier access to Australian wealth, particularly through the mining sector. Now, this may all seem well and good, however, and this is very interesting, both companies have tried to have a go at a similar undertaking before. You see, ASX and SGX started a company in 2000 called WorldLink. WorldLink was a platform designed to promote co-trading between both nations, but to also make it easier for respective nations to access wealth. It didn't work, and WorldLink was terminated in 2005. There are also huge hurdles to overcome before a deal between the two exchanges sees the light of day. Namely, foreign ownership laws would have to be altered. The merger details would see SGX with a controlling ownership of around 20% or so of ASX. However, foreign investment laws dictate a foreign company can own or control no more than 15% of that company. So it'll be interesting to see if Wayne Swan will bend over backwards to put the deal through. And this will simply come down to how well Brocker and Elston, the two CEOs from both companies, will be able to sell this deal. So, is it a good deal? Well, over the short term it definitely will be for shareholders. If the premium price of around $48 a share, as discussed, can be obtained. However, over the longer term, I'm not so sure. I mean, are we really looking for more foreign ownership of our assets as this merger plan proposes? Additionally, the big upsell from both sides has been the access to funds from our wealthy Asian counterparts, particularly those from Hong Kong. Yet, the same idea was the push behind the WorldLink platform, and this folded only after a few years. I'm sure as more information comes to hand, we will get a better idea of the deal. However, at the moment, it appears to be a bit all show and no go. Thanks for listening today. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300-SHARETRADE.